you know, me and Josh, the artistic director and producer, can't sit in our seats. We're jumping up and wanting to join in dancing with the boys, and so hopefully, like, the audience will feel that when they see the show.
The professional development and skills development of these guys has been incredible to witness over the years, from going from the basketball courts on Elko Island to main stages amongst other luminary performing artists from around the world. Watching these guys make that transition has been absolutely incredible.
Hello, I'm Rico Adrin, and welcome to Away, Indigenous Arts and Culture, here on RN. Today we're in Galawinku, on Elko Island. It's at the southern end of the Wessel Islands, at the eastern tip of the Northern Territory.
The guys have just taken it in their stride and have just been, like, immaculate at what they do, and whatever we've thrown at them, they've been able to just take on with ease and with a smile on their face, and it's just been just like one of the best experiences of my life.
I am really, really proud taking this when my husband left, and I am so pleased that I'm filling his jobs, you know, taking care of the boys, the dreams that he had. Now it's my journey to take the boys to fulfill his dreams, what he has dreamed of, you know.
Screaming, eh?
Yeah. How was it?
Yeah, too good.
Yeah?
I got some really good audio of the crowd screaming and... Yeah, really good. I'm going to put that in the radio, eh? Yeah. That's perfect.
Hi.
To be precise, we're just leaving the basketball courts now. Where each and every Friday, a DJ sets up at the edge of the courts. The lights are switched on, and until 10 p.m, the local children gather to dance, catch up, and generally have a fun time. What the kids do at intervals is approach the DJ to request a particular song. As the song is played out of the speakers, a pre-rehearsed dance routine is performed. The other kids present stop kicking the footy or running around and gather to watch the dedicated performance. It's easy to see where the Chuki dancers' influence has seeped into the local Friday nights. The Chuki dancers became overnight sensations back in 2007 after a video clip was posted online. Not any old dance performance. It was the combination of two cultures on opposite ends of the earth. Elements of Arnhem Land's traditional bongo, or dance, were mixed with sitake and hasapiko styles of the Mediterranean, all choreographed to British electronic dance outfit LCD's version of the Greek song Zorbas, entitled Zorbas Dance. We'll hear more about this particular evening later on in the program. For now, it's time to drop everyone off home for a well-deserved rest.
Good night, nah.
Before the Chukimala National Tour kicks off. The reason that we're on Galawinku is that Away has especially been invited to attend the development process of the Chuki dancers' latest tour. In some respects, this latest show has been 7 years in the making. years after bursting onto the scene, the world still doesn't know much about this collective and how they came to be. So this is a chance for the performers to really tell their story, who they are, where they come from, how they got to this point, and why they do what they do. We're in amongst rehearsals. Josh Bond is artistic director and producer for Chukki Mala.
After that, we move straight into Billie Jean, yeah? So we're gonna sort out some of this stuff in a moment with costumes and whatnot.
Josh, this is the last week of rehearsals?
Yeah, in 2 days in next week. We've got Monday, Tuesday before we fly out to Darwin.
How often would those debriefs happen?
Well, that's just a notes session, so not so much a debrief, but just notes. So we did our first full run of the show today, back-to-back, with all the acts, and so, yeah, that'll happen after each run, really. We just give feedback to the dancers, and they give feedback to us on what's working and what's not working production-wise, or costume, anything like that.
Is it possible to briefly outline the niggles that were just covered just then?
Oh, it's really just, you know, some choreographic stuff. And, yeah, like, because the boys have learnt 5 new numbers, basically, in the last week and a half, which is absolutely incredible. And they're quite technical numbers as well, which is, yeah, that we're way ahead of schedule. These guys have an incredible ability for picking up physical repertoire and also the memory for it, the muscle memory, retaining that, picking up the repertoire and also retaining it is, I've taught at NAISDA the Dance College and in, you know, down south and worked in and around with other pro dance companies and, yeah, I've never seen anything quite like the Chukki Dancers, or Chukki Mala as we're now called, not the Chukki Dancers anymore.
They're on track for the upcoming run of dates?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, way ahead of schedule. They're more ahead of schedule in terms of the show than we are. That, you know, there's still a couple of production elements that we need to iron out before we bump into the theatre.
If that's at the backdrop and just these two little bits are sticking out underneath. Let's say the backdrop's here and it's just these two little bits sticking out underneath. Might have
been Josh, what's it like to see this mob progress and develop over the years? Because you've known them for a few years now.
Yeah, since I've been working with these guys since 2006. It's been an incredible journey, and continues to be. Yeah, we've all been through quite a lot over the years, and some of those stories are, you know, you hear told in the new show.
So when you dance, you feel the sand when you dance with your feet. We feel the sand, we feel the breeze. You feel it with your body. The land, the wind, and the sound of the birds and the plastic, it talks to our spirit, you know, to our heart. You can feel the ancestors saying to you who you are.
The professional development and skills development of these guys has been incredible to witness over the years, from going from the basketball courts on Elko Island to main stages amongst other luminary performing artists from around the world. Watching these guys make that transition has been absolutely incredible.
Josh, what about the name change here to Jukimala? Could you touch on that?
Yeah, so Jukimala, we changed the name from the Chuki dancers to Jukimala, basically to move away from connotations of any little white feathered fowls. Because we're a bit boxed in and out of context for a lot of the work. You know, these guys have developed so much since they first did a number on a basketball court at Elko Island, which had some sound effects of chooks in it, which is, you know, where part of where that name came from, the Chuki dancers. And whereas Jukimala, Chuki is just Chuki for in Yulungumata, and Mala means group or mob or, yeah, so that's the reason we changed it from the Chuki dancers to Jukimala was to, yeah, how do you explain that, not feel so constrained by that title, whereas Jukimala is, well, for one, people, it's in another language and has a lot more scope for interpretation, I guess.
Yeah, when we go to overseas, like, or south, down south, show our culture, Yolngu, and tell them who we are, where we come from.
When people come to our show, they laugh and they smile, and I see joy inside of them. I feel like they recognize us.
This latest tour has a staggering 39 dates. Beginning in February 2014, the tour takes them right through till September.
Hello, my name is Rosalie Pearson. I'm from Yirrkala in northeast Arnhem Land, and I am the tour manager of the Jukimala show.
Rosalie, the great thing about this tour is that whilst it's a national tour, the regionals they're being looked after here.
Yeah, which is really good because we've only really kind of done, well, the Jukimala have only really done like the major cities, so it's really great that we get to go out to all these regional places where we have a lot of support. The Jukimala have a lot of support from these regional and remote areas.
You know, you don't have to give us specific numbers, but just give us a brief idea of the dates and the scale of this production.
Okay, so the first leg we're doing in the Northern Territory, so that's February, and then in March we're heading over to Queensland, and then we have a break in April, and then May we're doing Victoria, and I don't have my schedule on me right now, but that's kind of in the future, so we'll get there when we get there.
And which way? Right up until around September you guys will be on the road?
Yeah.
Is this production conducive to touring, you know, with regards to props and sets?
Well, it's difficult having to travel with the props that we have. I mean, how many companies do you know that have to tour around with, you know, 10 spears? It's not necessarily the most easiest thing to carry around. You know, they've been doing it a while now, so they're getting used to it. Airports can be a bit of a headache. But, yeah, other than that, it's all good.
Prior to this tour, is this the calm before the storm for you, or have you been non-stop thus far?
I guess, I mean, with these boys, it's really kind of not that difficult at all. That it's like with any production. Once you go into production week and you're in the venue and you have to do the lighting and stuff like that, that's kind of the storm, really. And then it's the moment that you finish that first show, that's when it kind of becomes a little bit more calmer, you know, because you know that at least you've accomplished that first one, and everything from there, you're always going to have hiccups. I think that's the biggest hurdle, is that first show.
Nikki and Josh have been on tour with Jukimob before. Have they told you what you're in store for over the next couple of months?
Well, I was the assistant stage manager for when they did Wrong Skin, so I've worked with them before. And I'm an artist myself, so, you know, I tour a lot nationally and internationally, so I'm kind of pretty much aware of what happens on tour, what could happen on tour. I mean, there are variables like anything, you know, there might be something that could go wrong, especially with dancers, you know, like with injuries and stuff like that. So it's about preparing as much as we possibly can so that we don't have to worry about those kinds of things. That's including, you know, making sure that they have a nice warm-up and a warm-down, that, you know, they're doing the movement correctly, like technique-wise, and so on and so forth. So, try and minimise the bad things that could possibly happen on tour.
That's Rosalie Pearson.
Hey, my name's Nikki Ashby. I'm from the Narunga and Kaurna Nations in South Australia. I'm the choreographer for the Jukumala 2014 tour.
Where are their strengths as performers or dancers?
Their strengths are definitely in their stage presence, definitely within their characterisation, the animation, within their facials and all that kind of stuff, their delivery with their movement, the ability to be able to pick up choreography like so rapidly is just incredible. I've never really seen a bunch of other dancers. I mean, they're totally international level in terms of being able to pick up choreography, definitely. Being able to understand, even in terms of when I kind of explain it, I mean, I don't speak Yolngu Matta, so even, you know, just having English as a second language and being able to demonstrate and get across what I need to artistically, and then being able to understand it and get it. And, you know, we work in a way where I'll show them, like, you know, some video footage of particular things of a style that I'd like, and then they kind of would, you know, they'd get it, they'd see it visually as well as me kind of showing it through the visual stuff too, because I'm quite theatrical with my movements as well. So it's more of a physical movement dance theatre that I choreograph. So.
Going harder on the pump, yes? Like this. Okay? It's like that's that half way, pull the chain down, yeah? One, two,
the choreography for you as a choreographer, what's it like to have the freedom here? Because they're a versatile bunch, and, you know, everyone knows that they're open to variety.
Oh, absolutely. It's been really fun and really just like, yeah, I felt so free to be able to, you know, and also, you know, give thanks to Josh Bond to be able to have this opportunity where, you know, because we've been in talks about it over the years because of the kind of messing around and the freestyling that myself, Walker and Bakley used to do, about just, you know, various ideas and comical kind of routines that we can slot into the show, and being able to have that freedom to be able to go, oh, finally, with all that, you know, all that use of, put that imagination to good use, you know what I mean? And just being able to, you know, be free to express the styles that I've grown up doing all my life, and being able to also pass that on to them in terms of the, you know, the older hip-hop generation, as well as, you know, because I've got, you know, I've got skills in all styles of dance, of course, but you know, being able to choreograph to, you know, a mob of, like my mob, in terms of, you know, being able to, I don't have to go over to the States to be able to work with a group of people that can understand and just get the styles just like that, do you know what I mean? Brilliant. So yeah, being able to do that is just been like a dream come true, pretty much.
We do Yolngu dance, our culture.
Different music, but Yolngu style.
mix it together, then dance. Hip hop, break dance, freestyle,
disco music, techno beats,
and also Yolngu, and mix it together.
Josh, the schedule in the lead up to the tour, it looked tough on paper. Could you touch on the professionalism of this mob?
I guess, yeah, what we've managed to do in 2 weeks, we would have liked four originally, because there's been quite a lot of new repertoire. And in that new repertoire, it's been challenging. I guess we've essentially we've crammed in four weeks worth of development into 2 weeks, with the creation of quite a few numbers, and also rehearsing all of that in with all the production elements and costume and existing repertoire, and you know, putting all those blocks in place to come up with the end product, which is the show. The guys have shown an extraordinary amount of professionalism, and what they've been able to achieve in the last 2 weeks, that has been as a result of having great people to work with, including the likes of Rosalie Pearson, who's also family for Last Mob, and an extraordinary dancer herself. She's from Yirrkala, and Nikki Ashby, who's a Narunga Ghana woman from South Australia, and she's our guest choreographer on the show. She's been absolutely amazing. And it's also been really great to have Art Beck and T come and work for us in coordinating the tour this year. We've been around for 7 years now as a professional company, and a couple of years ago I got in contact with them going, hey, your mob, we gotta work together. We've gotta be one of the territory's main export arts companies, and we've never worked together. And so from then on, we, you know, conversation started, and yeah, they agreed to come on board and work with us for this tour, which has been great.
You're listening to Away, Indigenous Arts and Culture here on RN. My name is Rico Adrin, and for this program, we're in Galawinku on Elko Island at the eastern tip of the Northern Territory. Away has been invited to attend the development process of the Chuki dancers' latest tour, Chukkimala.
My name is Wakara Gondara, and I'm a Chuki dancer. And I'm from Elko Island. Yeah.
How long have you been with this Chuki mob now?
For like 6 years now. Yeah.
And, you know, 6 years, how has it changed with the Chuki dancers? You're getting better and better each year?
Yeah, I'm getting better, and there's more different, what do you call it?
Style.
Yeah, different styles, and it's not just only singing in the rain and Bollywood and all the traditional dance. There's more back here. We dance at, you know, discos and at basketball. There's more we practice, and yeah, there's more styles.
Working with Nikki, what's it been like? She choreographer there with Humo?
Yeah, she been watching Michael Jackson as well. Yep. Back in the days. Yeah, back in the 80s, 90s. Yeah. And she do pop and lock and, yeah, break dance and that. Yeah, so it's good. It's a good opportunity to learn different to the Bollywood and, you know, like, yeah. Bollywood singing in the rain, yeah, from her.
You alluded to this before, but could you elaborate a bit the professionalism of this mob? you know, the schedule seemed pretty tight coming into the lead up to this tour.
Look, there has been no complaints from the dancers at all, which shows absolute and utter, like, 100+% professionalism. Mm. I mean, you know, the best of us, you know, we can complain when we know it gets a little bit too much. You know, it's totally pushing boundaries, absolutely. And, you know, there has been a couple of challenging moments, but the guys have just taken it in their stride and have just been, like, immaculate at what they do. And whatever we've thrown at them, they've been able to just take on with ease and with a smile on their face. And it's just been just, like, one of the best experiences of my life.
Choreography-wise, this production, it's a joint production between yourself? Like, you've produced some of the dancers and the guys have produced some of them?
Yeah, there's dancers that have just been reworked, so a lot of the time throughout the week as well. So I've choreographed 6 new dancers, plus also reworked the choreography and cleaned up some of the choreography from the previous dancers that, obviously, you know, the famous one, which is Zorba, the Zorba dance, Bollywood, things like that. And, you know, assisted in terms of, like, formations and transition work as well throughout the show. So, yeah, so pretty much, you know, assisting with the direction of it and in terms of, you know, the overall choreography.
You know, some people went and saw that Wrong Skin and now this new one coming. Mm. What's the difference between the two shows? Like, if someone went and saw Wrong Skin, what are they going to see in this new one that they haven't seen before?
They're going to see... Well, me doing the Michael Jackson solo and pop and locking and Motown and Jack Swing, yeah, it's going to be different. Yeah, it's surprising for them. Yeah.
And with yourself, there's 5 other dancers there. Tell us about them 5 other dancers.
Some of them are new. I'm new as well. There's just only one, the old Chuki dancer, Lionel, yeah. So, me and Bakerly Mitchell Jambang we are new, yeah. And Jimil Kinya, yeah.
Is it hard to become a Chuki dancer? How did you join?
How did I join? I dance in the, like, discos and that, and but there's another I joined because one of the Lionel's father and dad, he was working with my uncle, I mean not uncle, grandfather, no, in band. Yeah, so I have to follow my grandfather's footsteps that he was traveling all around the world. Yeah, so I wanna. It's my dream. Yeah.
That's Chukkimala performer Wakara Gondara, and we also heard from Chukkimala choreographer Nikki Ashby. While Wakara lives out his dream to perform for the world. Unfortunately for one of the Chuki dancers, their journey ended in 2011. As this latest offering from the dance troupe is their chance to tell their story, the chapter where one of their own passed away after a vehicle accident could not be left out. The deceased, Darren, was tragically struck by a vehicle while crossing a road in Darwin. Darren is remembered through visual presentations during this latest production.
Nakun Darren, Ngaritpal, he always made jokes, you know. He was the funniest guy on the board, you know. We always laughed. When they came back from Western Australia, all the Nawe boys got back home. But now Nagonal Chuki wanted to stay and do shopping for the kids, do a Christmas shopping.
He called me and said, he was talking to me, Mainmark,
you, and I said, you better come back home. And after three or four days later, then I heard bad news. Made me feel I was lost. It was something that hit me too, my life, that I love my son very much, and I couldn't hardly think where I was. We were all shocked because he was the main Nawi, like a good guy, comedy person that made the boys laugh all the time, sitting all night telling stories for next day. You know, he would get up and yell at the boys, get up, and, you know, make funny stories to them, you know, just to make them, you know, feel Nawi really active, you know, get up. He was like a bodyguard to them. Even a win reminds me of him. I always think of him, even at night time when I go to sleep, and every morning when I wake up, and every afternoon when the sun goes down. And all those boys, Chuki boys, we all going to think of him all that time.
Mutara Garawita and Margaret Nyongonyongo. Excerpts from visual presentations there. Taken from Jukimala, where Darren is remembered.
My name is Margaret Nyongonyongo, and I'm the elder of the Chuki Mala, and also my husband and me, my husband had found this Nawi Chuki dances. It was his idea to put Chuki Mala.
Honey, you know, they've been doing this for a few years now. You must be proud that after all this time, they're still going strong, look.
Yes, I am really, really proud taking this when my husband left. And I am so pleased that I'm filling his jobs, you know, taking care of the boys, the dreams that he had. Now it's my journey to take the boys, to fulfill his dreams, what he has dreamed of, you know.
You know, when I go to other communities, Gidikala and that, they all got their own little dance group like this. Chuki maybe started this, eh?
Yes, that's when Lionel, my youngest son, when he saw Terry and late Chuki dancer Darren, and the other guy, you know. In every community festivals, it was held during midsummers, you know, in Milengimbi and in Galiwinko. That's when it started, you know. He was only 13-year-old that he saw them dance, you know, and really wanted to that we join them. Then he got up and danced. He tried to put skirt on, you know, make himself a lady. That made people laugh. That was his Nawi ideas to do that. When he started dancing. And in mid-2000, the dance changed. He choreographed it by himself, you know, and taught the boys. And every boys and girls and people around Arnhem Land, they saw this dance and they were amazed. You know, it's a new dance that he had brought up just by my son, youngest son. And that's why they love this dance. Yeah. And today, now he is learning in Balanda ways to do, you know, to theatre act and all those things. But in those days, that was his own choreography, you know. He made it. Yeah, and the people laughed. Yeah.
And you know, now, with all the other mob copying, that's a good thing, eh, that kids want to dance, look, and not run around, run amok.
No, yeah, they, you know, they keep on doing this, you know. When they see him, they just wave and say hello and chat with him. He's like a, you know, superstar around community. Yeah.
They found fame through a YouTube video clip, but the Chuggy Dancers are no one-hit wonder. 7 years after their techno-infused rendition of Zorba the Greek went viral, the Indigenous dancers from Elko Island have started their biggest national tour yet. Now known as Juki Mala, the group's tour is more than just about dance. They're keen to give audiences a glimpse into their lives back home in Arnhem Land.
The story of the Chuggy Dancers, as they used to be known, began 7 years ago on a basketball court in Arnhem Land.
What would Big Frank say if he could see the boys now, their achievements?
I reckon he'd be smiling for sure. Especially, of course, what they're doing on stage, but also their offstage performance, I guess, within our home community, supporting, you know, the youth programs that are running here with the marathon project, but also on this next tour, we're putting a really big emphasis on helping spread awareness in tackling their extraordinary rates of Indigenous youth suicide around our country, and you know, there's something that affects all of us personally in Juki Mala, I guess. We were talking about it the other day, and sat around a circle and we're like, who's been affected by this? And we all put our hand up, and who's been affected by this by direct members of our own family? All of us put our hands up, and you know, that's not something that just us share here on Elko Island. That's something that, you know, the statistics are showing that this is something that's occurring at the same kind of alarming rates around the country, whether it be Sydney or northwest Kimberleys or out here on Arnhem Land or Tasmania. Yeah, so this is, I guess, something that we're really passionate about, and I know Big Frank would be really proud of the boys in their efforts towards tackling that as well.
What would that Big Frank say? What would Big Frank say if he could see the boys now?
Yeah, he, when he, you know, when he sees this new things coming up, he would have been very pleased, you know. Mm. Walking all day, talking all day, you know, telling stories about them. That's what he is like, you know. Yeah, when he, you know, saw that he has put now a video clip to YouTube, and he was so excited. He talked all day to families and friends, you know, telling them. Yeah.
Could you touch on being able to develop this show here at Galawinku, their home turf?
Just so honoured to be here. I think if it was in the city, it just wouldn't have worked as well as it has. Being able to just be on homeland, be grounded in that way. The fact that, you know, there's family members that just come in at any time and feel a part of it, feel that they can come in and you know, sit down and watch and even have a bit of contribution into it. I know that Lionel's partner and little Bubba has come in a few times, and the baby's kind of, you know, been a part of how they've entertained on stage as well. So, you know, and you see their faces kind of light up and put a little bit more energy into their shows as well when they know that there's mob supporting them. So that's really important as part of the rehearsal process as well.
Josh, what about the significance of being able to develop the show out here on country?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to create this show here for a whole number of reasons. I mean, and quite a few of those reasons are purely logistical as well, because ALPA Store have been really kind to give us their training center in kind, so free of charge to rehearse and create the show in. Whereas if we did it anywhere else but here, it's gonna, you know, there's a whole bunch of flights and accommodation, and then there's per diems and venue hire, and, you know, a whole bunch of costs involved that would make it, wouldn't be a viable option to, but, you know, the show just wouldn't happen because it'd be too expensive to make it happen. I guess that's one of the main struggles that we and other remote area artists face, you know, that'd be one of the main challenges, just the costs involved of touring anywhere or doing anything outside of our own community.
You know, this latest show, before it's even started, already sold out Darwin, sold out Catherine, sold out Alice Springs. You must be happy, eh, with that?
Yes, they remembered Chuki, you know, Chuki dances, Chuki Mala, that they are performing new dances, you know. And they love them, you know, they love them. Yeah.
Wow. Of course, I mean, you know, it's Chuki Mala, you know? Come on, of course it's a sold-out show, especially in places like Alice and Darwin, and, you know, they're absolutely famous in these cities, and you know, when they travel around the nation, they're going to become just as famous in all the other cities, I'm sure. So really, really exciting, so happy and so proud of their work, and, you know, big congratulations to everyone. You know, it's just been a pleasure to work with, you know, Margaret, Rosie Pearson, who's doing the stage management, and a gazillion other things as well, even like handling the lunches and you know, things like that. Just been amazing working with Ange as well, and of course Josh Bond. It's just been, yeah, wonderful, good experience and so much fun, and yeah, it's going to come through throughout the show, and everyone's going to see it on stage.
I don't believe it. It's, they sold the ticket like that. Yeah, it was like, because they know we're coming, and they maybe there's too many fans, and yeah, I just can't wait to, you know, go there.
Get on the road.
Yeah, get on the road and yeah, and travel.
I mean, I'm constantly getting requests, and so when we get to the point of booking a tour, you know, I know, I'm confident that the demand is there, that, you know, there's a really healthy appetite for Chuki Mala work around the country, and I guess it's just for a lot of these organisations that are by and large programming non-Indigenous work and may not necessarily be too familiar with the Indigenous work that's out there and how popular it is necessarily. I guess there's a bit of education with the venues as well in terms of, in the best of ways, of course, in getting people on board to program Chuki Mala, which all of the venues have been fantastic in booking our shows and working with myself and Artback NT to get it into the program.
What about this tour now? Are you looking forward to travelling with this mob?
Yeah, I'm looking forward. It's really, really big. We have to travel with a bus and maybe half of week we'll travel with plane and that. Yeah, it's really big, yeah. And I had experience travelling, yeah, in Darwin. We were in school, and I travelled from Darwin to Alice Springs, then down to to Adelaide, yeah, then Sydney, yeah. So maybe the other boys, maybe their first time to travel down to with the bus and that. Yeah, so I had experience.
Yeah, you'll have to help them, look.
Yeah, I have to help them there, yeah.
Tell them how to travel.
Yeah, how to travel, but yeah.
Which way, are you going to go on tour with these mob or what?
Yeah, I'm going on tour with them until I get old, whatever, you know. If my life goes on, I will be with them because this group is part of me and my husband, you know. Yeah.
So this is the night of the first performance. Plans were to give the community the first performance, but as the basketball courts are not shaded, and this is the wet season, it was always going to be touch and go. As it happens, it has rained on the Friday, and the performance has been cancelled. Though as the sun sets, the skies clear out, and these dancers being the true performers that they are, Jukimala want to dance. So the performance is back on.
Hey, more people now.
Now, being a part of the team here, you've got the inside scoop. What are people in store for?
Well, we're going to have a little bit of, you know, the older stuff that they've done before that a lot of audience members will be familiar with. You know, definitely going to be having the Zorba number in there, the one that they're most famous for. And also we've got a couple of new numbers and new dance styles that they've been experimenting and mastering over the last week and a half. And a couple of surprise numbers that I think people are going to really love. And, you know, me and Josh, the artistic director and producer, can't sit in our seats. We're jumping up and wanting to join in dancing with the boys, and it's great. So hopefully, like, the audience will feel that when they see the show.
Josh, how far can you take this mob?
I don't think that's a question for me necessarily. It's how far do people want to take themselves, you know? So I'm here and involved as long as people want to be doing it, really. And out, like, obviously Waka and I are family, and outside of Jukimala, we do a lot of other work together, so... Wakara, you'll see, people will be seeing Wakara on NITV, taking over from Brother Black as host on Move It Mob Style this year, and also Baikuli Ganambare, my cousin in there, he's also going to be featuring as a guest choreographer and dancer this year, which is what Wakara did in the last couple of seasons. So it's great to see other opportunities coming up for these guys as a result of being involved in Jukimala. Not just obviously Wakara and Baikuli, but also Damangir Geikamangu, who's still a Jukimala performer, but he's not on this tour as he's just been in Sydney at a global youth leadership conference, and he's doing incredible work out here amongst the community. With the Indigenous marathon runners, as you would have seen yesterday, just the amount of people, young people that are out with their runners on training and getting fit and healthy and active, and you know, I guess that's been one of the main motivations and impetus, I guess, behind the Chukis now Jukimala, when it was first came together with Big Frank. And the Healthy Lifestyle Festival, it's kind of been a journey from I guess, started way back when he had his band Soft Sands. People, I think, you know, a few of the older folks out there and listeners in the NT would remember Soft Sands band. Wakura's grandfather, my father, was also in that band. Steve Unipingo, he was the lead singer. They were the first Indigenous band to travel internationally at that stage. And from then, they both went into setting up the Healthy Lifestyle Festival and another organisation in the community called Yalu. And, yeah, from that sprung, through the next generation, came the Chuki dancers and the girls, also the girls, or the daughters of this mob, the Galunku line dancers as well. And, yeah, all the opportunities and spin-offs effects from, you know, a couple of visionaries a few generations ago that are now, you know, what's that saying, you know, like a butterfly flaps its wings in the other side of the world and creates a hurricane back on the other side. Yeah, I guess, you know, that's all too true, particularly with how Jukimala came about and also the knock-on effects that Jukimala have since had in our own community but also around Australia.
Finally, you know, I noticed in a number of communities that I've visited, especially around this top end area, there's these dance troupes as such right throughout, eh? And they have like fully fledged competitions every Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, these days there are. It's now you see all those competitions there, you know, the Jukimala, Juki dancers, as they're formerly known, you know, where instrumental in kind of setting that up, you know. They paved the way, trendsetters in that regard. Yeah.
It's from the old people and it's tribe to tribe, they dance. And it's in our blood, to generation to generation. And we will keep on dancing. And I think that is very beautiful thing for us.
Wakara Gondara there. My name is Rico Adrian, and I'd like to give thanks to the community of Galawinku for allowing the production of this program. I'd like to thank the cast and crew of Jukimala, Artback NT, particularly Angela O'Donnell for her assistance, Ben Starrick, and Michael Lallo. Finally, a thank you to my immediate colleagues, Daniel Browning and Lorena Allam. If you haven't seen the original video of the Chuki dancers, filmed on a basketball court out at Ramanginning, visit this episode page on our website. There's a link to where these online overnight sensations began. This has been A Way, Indigenous Arts and Culture on RN. We'll be back again same time next week.
The men who built the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Here they are, hundreds of feet.
The Sydney Harbour Bridge now has a submerged counterpart. Motorists.
For decades, infrastructure was built and owned by state governments and their authorities. Today, it's very different.
The Federal Treasurer, Joe Hockey, has offered extra infrastructure funding to states that sell off government-owned assets.
The story of infrastructure, how it used to be built and how it's done today. You can download or stream this revision from the RN website.